You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention, ladies in the Leawood area. Beaumont Health and Wellness is here and offers award-winning wellness and beauty treatments like hormone therapy, weight loss, body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Right now, get our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to recharge your body. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
And it's the dirty little secret on the Wake Up Call. We're talking to Diane. That's not her real name. This isn't her real voice. Good morning, Diane.
Hi, good morning.
So let's get right down to it, because this is a big one, and it's about a relationship that you are currently in with your boyfriend. What is your dirty little secret?
3 months ago, I just kind of felt like a difference in the relationship, how he was acting towards me, just his enthusiasm on anything at all. And I just kind of felt like he wasn't happy. And so I suggested therapy, and he's like, no, I don't believe in it. And so it just kind of felt like it was going to fizzle out, and he was going to tell me he didn't want to be with me anymore.
So you did something about it. What did you do?
I told him that I had a terminal disease, that I didn't know what it was at the time, but they were looking and doing tests, and it ended up, I told him I had leukemia, and I was fighting cancer. He stayed, and he was very supportive.
Was this never something that was suspected, or... It was suspected, but then they ruled it out and you just kind of went with it. Like, was this completely fabricated?
Yeah, I made it up.
Oh. The whole thing?
Yeah.
So did you ultimately say to him, yes, I have cancer, and then have to fake treatments? Or what did you do? That feels hard to fake. So,
it was, but he really didn't question a lot. And I just, you know, worked on us having a relationship, and his attitude was very different.
Well,
I don't know why he was so unhappy before, but really we were just better as a couple after it.
Okay, and let me stop you for a second and recap it and explain to anybody who's just coming in and missed your dirty little secret why you guys became a better couple. This is Diane. It's not her real name. And she lied to her boyfriend and said she had leukemia so that she could keep him in the relationship out of, I guess, pity? And which leads me to my question, why would you want to stay in a relationship with somebody if you only had to trick them into pitying you?
Well, just to, I guess, clarify, I told him for a couple of months that the doctors thought I had leukemia. We were running tests. We were trying to figure out why I was feeling the way I was feeling. And so, I mean, both of us were kind of in that, like, oh, let's hope it's not. Let's hope it's not. And it just kind of brought us closer. And it finally just kind of evolved into, okay, it is confirmed leukemia, but they have a procedure that they think is going to work. It's not far along sort of thing.
Didn't he ever want to go to any of your doctor's appointments?
No, because I told him that this was something I needed to do on my own. It was like a huge change to my life. And I just needed to accept it on my own terms. the thing of it was, I didn't like the pity idea either, because we were such a better couple at this time. But I keep thinking, is it fake? Is he not? Is this pity, or did he just?
Wait, you're wondering that now? Isn't that kind of what you were going for?
Well, I wanted more time. I didn't want him to only stay with me because of it. I just wanted the time to fix whatever issues there were.
It's a judgment-free zone, or at least we try to keep it that way. So stolen valor, you know what stolen valor is?
Yeah.
Stolen valor is illegal. And this should be illegal.
It certainly seems like it.
And it almost seems like at this point, you now going through this experience where you lied to him about a terminal illness just to come out on the other side where you have him, but now you're racked with all of these second thoughts about, well, why do I have him? It almost seems like this is the devil's agreement you entered into it with yourself, where the end result is what you wanted, but now you don't feel nearly as satisfied as you thought you did. You know, and I'm sure there's people texting in, my cousin had leukemia, mm-hmm. my mom has cancer, this is terrible.
People are saying you should free him of you.
I can't tell those people that they're wrong. Do you have anything to say to them? Like, if you've been introduced to somebody who has cancer as, like, your boyfriend's like, oh my God, she went through, like, has that happened to you?
No, it hasn't. And I don't know where to go from here. I don't know how to correct this, okay? Like, that is why I called. That is why I needed the advice.
Well, we're not good advice on that.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the advice is for this.
I would say
you have to break up with him.
Yeah, that's the only advice I have. Is if whether or not you want to tell him the truth is up to you. That's a pretty big pill to swallow.
Yeah.
But at the very least, you should just break up. He deserves that. So anyway, though, it's the dirty little secret on the wake-up call.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. We got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A 3-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.